Wow.
Good morning, Afghanistan. Do we have our caller on the line from that country? Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
There you are. Yes, we have a little time delay, and we do. This is Staff Sergeant Erica Dorsey, who's currently serving with the U.S. Army in Afghanistan. Dorsey's with the 580th Signal Company and is serving as the unit's operations non-commissioned officer in charge. And that is involved in providing communications capabilities to soldiers throughout Afghanistan. And she is responsible for moving her unit soldiers and equipment throughout the country as necessary. You have some pretty big responsibilities over there.
Yes, I do.
Now, we mentioned a minute ago that our high temperature today is going to be like 97 degrees. What's going to be today where you are?
Oh, you know, when I heard that, I said, wow, because where we are, I mean, we have winds. I think it's like 125 days of wind, and the temperature fluctuates. So, I mean, we'll probably get wind for 3 days, and then one day it'll be hot. I'll say probably like 80, between 80 and 85 degrees, and
what?
Then, you know, we'll get wind. I want to say today it was probably like, probably in the mid-80s.
We would take that in a heartbeat right now.
Yeah, we take that.
Say again?
Now, what?
Oh, you said you take that?
Yeah, we take that.
What time is it there, Erica?
Over here, it's actually 1700 or 5 o'clock p.m.
Okay. I want to ask you a couple questions about your military service. Now, when you were called to serve, you were how old?
I actually joined the service when I was 17 years old. I was a junior in high school, and I joined what they call the split-op program. So I went to basic training during my junior summer vacation, and then once I graduated from high school, that's when I went to AIT. And I joined my unit shortly after AIT.
That's amazing. It really is. You were that interested and knew that this is what you wanted to do, but you also have many family members that are also service people as well.
Yes, ma'am, I sure do. I have my father. He retired active duty Army. My mother, she's still in the military. And I have a brother who's active Army and a brother who's active Marine. So, I mean, that's pretty much, that was, and then not to mention the uncles and the aunties.
Yeah.
So we're pretty much a military family.
Now, Erica, you have been in Afghanistan before, is that correct?
I have. This is actually my third tour overseas, and this is my second time in Afghanistan. The first time I was in Kabul, which is the capital of Afghanistan. This time I'm in Bagram.
Now, this is a chance for us to get the real story. You know, we get a lot of stuff from the media, and sometimes we believe it and sometimes we don't. But why don't you give a synopsis of morale of our troops over there? And what about the people? How are they handling what's going on, and do they really want a democratic society in Afghanistan?
Absolutely. Well, basically, being here, everything is what you make of it, pretty much. The morale, what we do is we support the warfighters that actually go outside the wire. And so, I mean, as far as you know, supporting them and making sure that they have mission accomplishment, every day, you know, every day is an energy booster, you know, having to go and support a cause like that. So everybody, I mean, it takes everybody to keep everybody pretty much sane because, you know, you're away from family, you're away from friends and everything that you're used to. Also, in supporting the war fighters, you know, we pretty much work hand-in-hand with the local nationals here. And in working hand-in-hand with them, you know, the Army's taking on a different approach as far as the war is concerned. And our approach is to win the hearts and minds of the local nationals. And that's basically what we've done. I mean, in assisting with them bettering their communities, building schools, building hospitals, taking care of them within our base and everything. Having us here, they seem pretty excited, pretty ecstatic. You know, we learn from them also as much as they learn from us. I mean, as far as their cultures and their traditions. And we're just trying to make it better overall where we are so when we do pick up and move out of here, they'll be able to take care of themselves. And they appreciate that 100%, everything that I've seen.
Erica, how was the news received, not only among our troops, but among the nationals, that the Navy SEALs had taken out Osama bin Laden?
Well, when we got that news, pretty much, I mean, it was pretty much from the military standpoint, you know, it was a lot of excited troops out here in reference to that. As far as the local nationals, when it happened, the day that we received the news, everything pretty much closed down. We formed tighter security and everything, pretty much everything was just a wait process, you know, wait and breathe process. After, you know, I want to say it was about 2 days later, you know, everything opened up and everything went back into regular rotation. It seemed, I mean, nobody pretty much mentioned it. I mean, you know, you had talks about it amongst the soldiers, but as far as, like, you know, the local nationals and everything, nobody. It was one of those that just, I mean, we just continued on our daily routine, trying to, you know, continue with everything that was at hand that day, pretty much.
Now, Erica, when are you due to come back, you and the rest of your unit?
Well, my unit is actually due to come back in October time frame, and I am so looking forward to it. I'm due to go on leave, though, in about 2 weeks, so I'll be going on leave, then coming back here, and then I'll have about a good 3 months before, you know, we start transferring up out of here.
Okay, what are your plans for the future? You're going to continue to stay in the military?
Oh, yes, I am in it to win it. I have 15 years in now, and, hey, that's 5 to go. So I am in it. I'm almost there. And, I mean, I love everything that the military gave me up to this point. You know, a lot of it, I tell a lot of people, you know, you get from the military. They're getting their stuff from you, and they're also offering a lot, you know, in the process, from education. You know, I was able to get my bachelor's degree from the military, to all the dental benefits, as well as your just a lot of stuff like your insurance, everything. Everything is good. I love the military, and I love everything that it has to offer. So I'm definitely in it to win it.
Good for you. Well, we thank you for your service and for everybody else there with you over in Afghanistan, and we wish you safe and happy travels when you go on leave shortly.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you, and I really thank you all for having me as well.
It's been our pleasure and an honor, we might add. So this is an Augustan. Where were you born, Erica?
I was born at University Hospital.
That's about as local.
Right there off
of Walmart.
Absolutely. And you graduated from what high school here?
I'm sorry?
What high school did you graduate from here?
Oh, I graduated from Harlem High School, class of 1996.
Oh, very good. Well, it's great to have you on the show with us, and hope some folks out there listening say, oh, yeah, I remember Erica. And they've enjoyed hearing you all the way from Afghanistan.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you all. And
Erica,
thank you again for having me.
God bless you for your service to our country, and drop by and see us when you get back home, and we'll be thinking about you in the meantime.
Well, thank you very much. I sure will.